Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Samach Beis, Kiddushin 62a, pagination is 123. We're starting from the second case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins about midway on the page at the beginning of a line, and the second case of the Mishnah can be found in the middle of the line, about four lines into the Mishnah. Ha'omer li'isha. A person tells a woman, man, wants to marry her, tells her, Hareyat mikudeshes li la'achar she'esgayer o la'achar she'tisgayeri. Behold, this is a kiddushin, he's giving her a coin, which will take effect after I become Jewish or after you become Jewish. Apparently, one of them is not yet Jewish. Kiddushin is something that applies only by Jews. Non-Jews certainly have a concept of marriage, but it's not facilitated necessarily by giving a coin one to the other. That's a uniquely Kiddushin, a specific type of act. And he therefore says, I'm giving you the coin now, and it will take effect after the gerus, the conversion, takes place. Likewise, if he says, la'achar she'eshtachrer, o la'achar she'tishtachreri, after I become freed, apparently right now he is a slave, or after you become freed, apparently she's a slave, and they're not yet totally Jewish. La'acha sheyamas baileich, he's giving her kiddushin for after her husband dies. O la'acha shetamas achosich, or for after her sister dies. Now, this could be totally off base. Where does he get the chutzpah? Or it could be that the person's on their deathbed and he's actually doing an act of providing for them. Perhaps, whatever interpretation we want to give on the man's motives, but that's what he does. Does it work? Does it not work? La'acha shayachlutz lich yivmeich, after your brother-in-law will do chalitza, but right now there's a problem. I'm supposed to do chalitza first. I can't marry you yet. Eina mikudeshes, in all of these cases, our Mishnah rules, she's not mikudeshes. Now, I mentioned the last case of chalitza because it highlights a sophistication in learning Mishnayos, because we do not paskin like that rule. If you look at Rashi, Rashi tells us, Kasavar Haitana, the Mishnah is following the opinion that Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'Yivama Lashuk, that Kiddushin cannot take effect in a Yevama. Her husband passed away without children, and she's waiting for the brother-in-law to either marry her or do chalitza. During that status, when she's waiting, the Tana of our Mishnah learns that if Kiddushin was done, it would not take effect, similar to trying to marry a married woman, that it doesn't take effect. We, however, do not paskin like that. Yevama l'shuk, kiddushin actually would take effect. And I mentioned the case in our highlight of the daf, even though we don't paskin like that statement, because it highlights the educational component over here, that you could have a statement in the Mishnah which is following a specific tana, a specific opinion, and then you need to sort out whether we paskin like that Tana or not. To focus over here, let's stick to the first cases, which were fairly straightforward. A person says, after I convert to Judaism, or after you convert to Judaism, but right now the Kiddushin is simply not eligible to happen. Likewise, after your husband dies, after your sister dies, right now during the lifetime of the husband, you're still married. I can't marry you. Likewise, if he's married to her sister, then he can't marry her. But his wife, this sister, is apparently dying, and he wants to already try to do kiddushin with this woman, and we're being told, Eina mekudeshes, they're not eligible yet, and the kiddushin will not work. Skip into the Gemara, just a few lines down. Tanan hasam we learnt, on the one hand, ein tor min minatolo shala mechubar v'imtorem ein teruma sa teruma, that when it comes to taking the teruma tithe of produce, you can't do it from cut wheat on uncut wheat, produce that's still attached. You can't do that. It's not a transaction. It doesn't work. Because to be eligible for this mitzvah, it has to be detached. And Ba'amine Rav Asi Rav Yechanan, Rav Asi asked a question of Rav Yechanan, Amar peres arugazo telushim yotruma peres arugazo mechubarim. If a person said that the fruit that's detached over here in this row should be truma on the fruit that's still attached, or peres arugazu mechubarim yotruma al peres arugazu telushim, the attached should be truma on the detached, l'cheshe yitlashu. But he added an important word, when it will be detached. Right now I understand I can't do it because attached is not eligible for teruma, not to give on it and not to give from it. But l'cheshayitlishu, when it will be detached, it should take effect. He could do the transaction now for when it will be detached. V'nitlishu, and now it's detached. Mahu, does his teruma take effect or does he have to do it again? Amalei, and Rabbi Yechanan ruled, kol shabiyada lav kimechusa maisedomi. Anything that's in the power of the person to do is not considered inherently lacking. And therefore, he could do the action to be chal, to take effect when it will be possible to take effect. So he could do it now while it's attached, as long as he words it l'chashayitlishu for when it will be detached. Likewise, we're wondering, why can't a person, while he's not yet Jewish, or when she's not yet Jewish, or when her husband's still alive, or when the sister whom this man was married to, even, by the way, if he's not married to her now, b'chayeha, as long as she's alive, he can't do it. But why can't he simply word it l'cheshe yitlishu? When it will become eligible, then it will take effect. And we realize that this question could be answered on some level for some of the cases, because the principle kol shabiyado lav kimechusa maisedomi, anything that's in my hands is not considered inherently lacking, applies by produce that's being harvested, but it certainly doesn't apply to a husband that's dying. It's not in my power to decide how long he's going to live. It's likewise not in my power to decide how long the sister's going to live. But one would think, the Gemara asks, Esve, a question, that the case of conversion should be considered within his power to effectuate. He's becoming a ger, and it should be considered within his power. And if it is within his power, it should fall into the same parameters that he could do it now to take effect when he's a Jewish, to take effect when it could take effect. And our Mishnah clearly ruled against that. The Gemara answers, one line up, ger nami lav biyodo. To become a ger is not within the power of the person, and therefore it's not a valid comparison to the case of produce that you could indeed harvest. It's up to you. to become a convert to Judaism is not up to him. The Amar Rab Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rab Yechanan, we were told, Ger Tzarech Shlosha, a convert, in order to convert, needs three people, the panel of the Beis Din, the Jewish court, in order to become a convert. And therefore, even though a lot does depend on the person, he has to be committed to Judaism, he has to follow the process, whatever is involved, but ultimately, as much as he brings to the table, he can't complete the deal on his own. It's not like harvesting produce. Go do it. My taima, why indeed is it not within his ability on his own? Because mishpat ksivbe, it's a concept of mishpat similar to judgment, kiddin, miyemar demizdakiku lehani tlasa, who says that these three are going to play ball with him, so to speak, and agree, cooperate with his conversion. And therefore, it's far more dynamic than simply harvesting produce. And therefore, even though by produce, indeed, a person can say, L'chisha yitlashu, when it will be harvested, the action of taking truma that I did now should take effect then, that approach will not apply by the cases of the Mishnah. The cases of person dying clearly because it's not biyado, it's not in their hand. And even the case of conversion is also not in the person's hand because he requires a Beis Din to cooperate with his process, and therefore it's not entirely in his hand, so he can't make Kiddushin now to be effective later. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.